Additional NVDA tools. For many of us, NVDA preferences was the end of story. But for some curious ones, we're not getting to a chapter where we can actually start investigating how to extend NVDA using external tools. But now, let's limit ourselves to additional tools that NVDA comes with. Specifically, we'll go over NVDA Log Viewer, a brief word on Speech Viewer, and a tour of NVDA's Python console and reload plugins feature of NVDA. And there are other things in the tools menu, such as create portable version and install NVDA and other things. Those we will not go over in this chapter. Either we've gone over this already in case of create portable version and install NVDA, or we'll go over this next when it comes to add-ons. So let's get starting with a tour of NVDA tools, starting with NVDA Log Viewer. The Log Viewer. As you use NVDA, you might come across some errors or want to find out what keys were pressed and so forth, mostly for advanced keyboard customizations and so forth. So Log Viewer gives you that facility where you can actually view what happens as you use NVDA. And as we discussed previously in Chapter 6 on the general settings, there are four levels of logging that are available. Info, which gives you minimal information. Debug, which gives you debug messages. On top, debug warning, which also gives warning. And input-output, which gives input and output information along with information and debug and errors and so forth. And the NVDA Log Viewer is found in NVDA Tools menu. So you can launch it in two ways. You can go to NVDA Log Viewer by pressing, go to NVDA menu, then Tools, then to Log Viewer. Or if you want, you can press NVDA F1 to launch what's called developer info, but it shows up in log as well. So that's quite a shortcut key. So I'll press NVDA F1.
NVDA Log Viewer. Edit multi-line read only. Info global commands dot global commands dot script navigator object dev info 16 hour. Starting NVDA. Info DAW 16 hours, 22 minutes, and 5 seconds.
Whoa, what time is it?
434. Starting NVDA. Infocore.main 16 hours. Config dir. Infocore.nvda version master 9239. Infocore. Using Windows version size. Infocore. Using Python version 2.7.3. Info. Using COM types version 0. Info. Vocal. Info. Loaded synth driver vocalizer. Using lib. Error initializing display driver.
And so forth. It gives you things like
Windows,
that.
99 of 32. Untitled note. Blank.
The Log Viewer is actually useful for a number of things. For instance, if you want to reassign the keyboard gesture for, let's say, add-ons, or you want to change keyboard gesture for default command, like changing time gesture and so forth. To do that, you can start input help mode.
Input help on.
Let me type the date and time command.
NVDA plus F12. If pressed once, reports the current time. If pressed twice, reports the current date.
Exit input help mode.
NVDA plus 1. Input help off.
And I'll press NVDA F1.
NVDA Log Viewer. Edit multi.
And look for something like.
Input. KB desktop. NVDA 1. Debit warning 6. Wrong state. Info input help. Gesture KB desktop. NVDA 1. Bound to script toggle input. IO speech dot. Speaking UNVDA 1. IO speech. Speaking UNVDA
1. That's not what you want, but the thing that you want to find out for gesture remapping
Input help. Input help. Gesture KB desktop. NVDA F12. Bound to script date time on global commands dot global commands.
That's the line that you want to remember or copy when you want to remap gestures. And from there you can open a file called gestures.ini and type in the gesture type KB colon and the gesture name NVDA plus F12 or whatever that is, and then colon, and then you type in give the script name.
Untitled notepad.
That's pretty much how the gesture maps are built into NVDA and to add-ons. And that's one specific way of using NVDA Log Viewer. The other uses of Log Viewer is to gather information of NVDA snapshots when an error occurs. A typical error that you will see is something like
configuration applied.
If I do something like this, then
MVD.
You heard some error messages. And I want to go to LogViewer. I'm already at LogViewer by pressing NVIDIA F1.
Loaded info run 5.5 error braille batch 5.5 in error you in load info in input KB desktop control NVDAR info 6.u vocalizer info nuance vocalizer 5 info synth loaded synth info braille using lit error keyboard handler dot
now,
internal key.
This is the error that you'll get because I press control NVDAR twice.
Internal key down event. Trace back most recent call last. File keyboard handler dot pipe. File input core dot pipe. File base object dot pipe. File base object dot pipe. Line 110. File input core dot pipe. Line 100. In get script.
Wow.
File script handler dot pipe. Line 66. In find script. Attribute error. None type object has no attribute gesture map. Error braille
wow.
Dot braille. Error initializing display driver. Trace back most file break. File runtime error. Can't find a Braille Note device port com 1. Info Braille dot Braille loaded Braille debit warning no user gesture map. Debit warning no locale gesture map for info core reverted to save configuration.
And revert and so forth.
Untitled.
When you get the error, it'll be like debug warning, debug error, etc. And then you can copy that over to like it up to it says error, whatever happened, none has no attribute type, and whatever the error message is. This is needed when you want to file a ticket. And when the developers ask for log. So the log of about 30 seconds or to a minute prior to and after the error has occurred. So this is one of the most useful ways of LogViewer is to catch errors. And not only it allows you to see the snapshot of NVDA's runtime, how NVDA runs, you can actually save the log file. There's actually an add-on out there which does automatically for you.
NVDA.
The NVDA log menu contains
log submenu all down.
Oh.
NVDA log viewer. Edit multi. Develop.
Oh. So it's one of those errors that came up. I may have to restart NVDA. So there you go.
Dean window. On top NVDA log view info globe. Log.
So the log view.
Log menu item submenu focused all down. NVDA log viewer. Edit. Developer info for NAP name. None.
And then it. Although at this point what is happening is that it might be doing so many things that NVDA might not respond too much. But then in the log viewer you can press F5 to refresh everything.
Dean window. Items. NVDA.
Refresh.
Developer info for NAP. Log submenu.
And so forth.
NVDA log viewer. Edit multi-line read only focused. Develop name. U9. Name. U9. Blank. Input. KB desktop. F5. Blank. Blank. Input. KB desk. UIA framework ID.
And so forth like that. And you can press F5 and then you can go to log menu and then save the log to a different file and so forth, mostly for sending off to developers and so forth. So that's this brief tour of NVDA log viewer. Has a lot of functions in there and has a lot of features in there that could be handy if you want to examine how NVDA is doing and gathering error information and so forth. NVDA speech viewer. The speech viewer is useful if you want to show sighted users what NVDA is saying to you. And it opens a bubble, speech bubble window, which shows NVDA, what speech says in NVDA. And you can actually get in there to do some like copying and whatnot. It's actually a checkbox menu item. So I will go to tools menu of
NVDA.
NVDA
view log V.
View log, that's log viewer.
Speech viewer S.
If I check this,
untitled notepad, edit multi-line,
a new floating window will appear.
Edit multi-line, fold, untitled desktop window, no next, and no, and but show desk 440 ship button, angle, user prom, system notif, running up, start, Miranda, I'm edit my untitled, Dean Win, instant track, and no, and no, and no, net, and no, and inst, and no, Dean window. Blank, Dean window, untitled, blank,
and
blank.
So forth. So on the screen, there is a bubble that appears that shows what NVIDIA is saying to sighted users. So pretty much useful if you want to do
MVD view lock speech viewer checked as.
If you want to
blank on top Dean window item untyped,
like short sighted users, what MVD is saying to you, and it's actually a checkbox. You can check and uncheck. If I check this, and speech viewer starts. If you uncheck this, speech viewer ends. So that's a brief introduction to a speech viewer. So let's move on to our next tool. NVDA Python console. The Python console is useful if you want to know how accessible an object is and see accessible accessibility layer, as well as examine the NVDA core and add-on code as it runs. Well, that's from lock viewer, but if you want to get started with NVDA add-on, why not just examine objects, and especially if you're writing app module, see how accessible an app is and see what you can do with objects and so forth. NVDA and its core and add-ons are written in Python programming language. There are two ways of launching Python console. And the first way is by going to NVDA tools and opening Python console from there. Or you can go to console directly by pressing Control NVDA Z.
NVDA Python console, edit, blank.
And I'll give type in some commands to give you a feel of what it is.
Symbol level most.
So I type in symbol level most because it gives you parentheses information and so forth. Let me type in the command help.
Type help left paren object right paren to get help about object. Greater greater greater.
Now, we're in what's called an interpreter. An interpreter is a program that runs one statement after another by reading it in high level language. This is opposed to compiler, a program that transforms the program in, say, Python to binary code so it can be run on machines. So what I did is I typed in help, and it gave me type help object. This is the edit window. To read the output of this, press F6.
Edit multi-line read only. Blank. Greater, greater, greater edit. Blank.
And so forth. Let me type in other commands. In Python console, some of the snapshot information are saved in what is called variables, a placeholder for values that changes from time to time. You can get information such as what the foreground window is, what the focus object is, and so forth. Let me type in some out for you. Some of them are actually quite technical in nature, so I'll try my best to tell you what they are. If I type in the command FG,
less NVDA objects dot iaccessible dot iaccessible object at 0x04C674D0 greater, 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 greater.
And if I type in FG dot name,
you untitled dash notepad. Greater, greater, greater.
Because FG alone gives you cryptic names, but then if I type in FG.name, it shows me what the name of the object, you know, of the foreground window is. And in Python, when you want to say something in module A, you type in the module name dot name, or whatever the second one is. Let me do something else. Let me type in focus.
Less NVDA objects dot dynamic line I accessible edit window NVDA object object at 0x04BDD370 greater. Greater, greater, greater.
You can get the same information by pressing NVDA tab, but for those who are technically minded, it gives you that it's NVDA object, it's part of the accessible, it's part of the like multi-line whatnot. Let me type in focus.name.
Greater, greater, greater.
Oh, it doesn't say that. Focus.role.
R dot 8. Greater, greater, greater.
It gave me an integer of 8, which means it's an editable text. What about the navigator object?
Less NVDA objects dot dynamic line I accessible edit window NV.
And you can get a sort of idea of what it is. You can do other things in there. By default, NVDA Python console, in technical terms, is called imports. What it means is that it uses commands from the Braille, the speech, the general API module, and so forth. Let me do something here. Let me do something like focus.tree interceptor.
File quote less console greater quote. Line 1, right bracket, caret, syntax error colon, invalid syntax. Greater, yeah. Greater, greater. Greater, greater, greater.
Oh, it doesn't say that. Okay, what I did was I typed in focus.tree interceptor. A tree interceptor is a way to work with with compound documents, like a document that has many nodes, like web pages, PDF documents, and so forth. This is mostly used in virtual buffer, or if you have to work with objects, and this is technical that I'm speaking, objects that has children of its own, the tree objects. We'll get back to Python console much later, perhaps in a later tutorial series, or I'm sure there's tutorials out there which talks about Python console more general when they talk about add-on development. There are online tutorials out there which teaches you what Python is and how to use Python how to use Python commands and so forth, and how to actually write Python scripts or modules. And to end the Python console, there is a built-in command that I frequently use when I write add-ons. That is the dir command, D-I-R. Dir let parent focus. What dir command does, it gives me the attributes that particular thing has. Like, it gives you properties of like focus object, like its role, its name, its description, and so forth.
Left bracket API class, IA2 attributes, IA2 unique ID, IAccessible child ID, IAccessible identity, IAccessible object, IAccessible role, IAccessible states, IAccessible table uses table cell index attrib, IAdline iText services, iText document object, iText selection object.
And so forth like that. And it does accept some commands like 2 plus 2.
4, greater, greater, greater.
And say 2 to the power of 3.
8. Greater, greater, greater.
So you can type in some Python commands in here, but the Python console in NVDA is mostly useful for examining accessibility layers of programs and some if you want to know technical details on what's going on under the hood. To exit, you type exit, let parent, or just press escape.
Untitled dash notepad, blank, symbol level sum.
And that is NVDA's Python console. We load plugins. The next item would have been add-ons manager, but I'm skipping that for the next chapter. So this is the reload plugins tool. The reload plugins the tool allows you to reload any custom plugins that you have, and as well as allow NVDA to see that there might be some new add-ons available that it didn't load last time. For instance, if you added a new py file or add-on, when you run this tool, it will load that new add-on for you. Or perhaps if you're writing add-ons and if you make changes to it, if you save the py file, then when you run this tool, it'll reload your changes for you, giving you any errors, if any. There are two ways of running this tool. You can run this from NVDA Tools menu by going to NVDA Tools and then choosing Reload Plugins, or you can press Control NVDA F3.
Plugins reloaded.
If there are errors in the plugin, it'll show you, it'll give you error tone, and it'll reload the plugin. And it'll give you, if you open the log viewer, it'll tell you error, plugin handler, and so forth like that. It'll give you some debug information, like syntax error, indentation error, and variable errors, and whatnot. This is a handy tool for reloading snapshots as you work on plugins or other things. And as you experiment with plugins, remove plugins, and so forth. There are other things in the NVDA Tools menu, such as create portable copy, install NVDA, and so forth. We will not cover NVDA create portable copy nor install NVDA because we have already covered this in earlier chapters. Nor will cover manage add-ons because add-ons have their own chapter, and that is the next one. So this gives a sort of a technical foundation, or like an advanced foundation, for working on chapter 9, which is all about add-ons. And this is the sort of the most technical thing that most advanced things you can do with NVDA is using the log viewer in combination with input help to change keyboard gestures and customize advanced character processing information, like changing character descriptions, what happens if you press review character 3 times and so forth. Actually, twice actually. So this concludes the user portion of NVDA tutorial. There's one more chapter, and it's all about NVDA add-ons. And this sort of starts like a whole new chapter in our tutorial that is extending NVDA using customary plugins. So see you next time as we start the tour on extending NVDA using NVDA add-ons.